This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said Operation Sindoor sent a strong global message about India's zero-tolerance policy towards terrorism. He said India made it clear that no place is safe for those who harm Indian citizens. The Prime Minister was speaking in New Delhi today at the centenary celebration of the historic conversation between two of India's greatest spiritual and moral leaders, Sri Narayan Guru and Mahatma Gandhi.
दुनिया ने ये भी देखा है कि भारत का सामर्थ्य क्या है ऑपरेशन सिंदूर आतंकवाद के खिलाफ भारत की कठोर नीति को दुनिया के सामने एकदम स्पष्ट कर दिया है हमने दिखा दिया है कि भारतीयों का खून बहाने वाले आतंकियों के लिए कोई भी ठिकाना सुरक्षित नहीं है आज का भारत देश हित में जो भी हो सकता है और जो भी सही है उसके हिसाब से कदम उठाता है आज सैन्य जरूरतों के लिए भी भारत की विदेशों पर निर्भरता लगातार कम हो रही हम डिफेंस सेक्टर में आत्मनिर्भर हो रहे हैं और इसका प्रभाव हमने ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के दौरान भी देखा है हमारी सेनाओं ने भारत में बने हथियारों से दुश्मन को 22 मिनट में घुटने टेकने के लिए मजबूर कर दिया मुझे विश्वास है आने वाले समय में मेड इन इंडिया हथियारों का डंका पूरी दुनिया में बजेगा
He said the historic conversation between Sri Narayan Guru and Mahatma Gandhi held a century ago at Shivagiri Mutt in Kerala gave new direction to the freedom movement and continues to inspire India's journey towards Vikasit Bharat.
आज समाज का हर वर्ग हर तबका एक आत्मविश्वास के साथ विकसित भारत के सपने को उसमें अपना योगदान दे रहा है स्वच्छ भारत मिशन पर्यावरण से जुड़े अभियान अमृत सरोवर का निर्माण मिलेट्स को लेकर जागरूकता जैसे अभियान हम जन भागीदारी की भावना से आगे बढ़ रहे हैं 140 करोड़ देशवासियों की ताकत से आगे बढ़ रहे हैं
इसराइल हैज अग्रीड टू यूएस प्रेसिडेंट डोनाल्ड ट्रंप्स प्रपोजल फॉर अ सीज फायर विद ईरान A statement from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office has stated that it has agreed to a ceasefire after achieving its goal of removing Tehran's nuclear and ballistic missile threat. The statement also thanks the United States for their support and participation in eliminating the Iranian nuclear threat. Netanyahu also said Israel would respond forcefully to any violation of the ceasefire. Earlier today, Trump had said that a ceasefire between Israel and Iran was now in place and had asked both countries not to violate it. Amid the conflict in West Asia, 2,295 Indian nationals have now been brought home from Iran under Operation Sindhu. Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said 292 Indian nationals arrived in New Delhi from Iran's Mashhad on a special flight in the wee hours today. An Indian Air Force C-17 flight also evacuated 165 Indian nationals from Israel under Operation Sindhu. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will lead a high-level Indian delegation to the Shanghai Cooperation Organisation SCO Defence Ministers meeting, which begins tomorrow in Qingdao, China. During the two-day meeting, defence ministers of SCO member states are expected to discuss key issues, including regional and international security, counter-terrorism efforts and enhanced cooperation among their defence ministries. Samvidhan Hatya Divas will be observed tomorrow. It serves as a reminder of what happened when the Constitution of India was trampled over on the 25th of June 1975. It is also a day to pay homage to each and every person who suffered due to the excesses of the emergency, the darkest phase of Indian history. The day commemorates the massive contributions of all those who endured the inhuman pains of the 1975 emergency. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading around 0.2% up during the last hour of trade today, pairing most of the gains secured in early trade. The 30-share BSE Sensex rose 129 points to 82,026 and the NSE Nifty 50 added 66 points to 25,038 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.